Holman Police Chief Mike McHugh says 18-year-old Felicia Foster was still unconscious in La Crosse Hospital Thursday morning. McHugh says it appears Officer Terry Kind had backseat windows in a locked position, but somehow Foster was able to free herself, open the window, and jump out. He says rear windows on all squads have now been made inoperable, but he says there are reasons to have them the way Holman did before the accident.
Part of the reason or justification for leaving the windows operational, there's sometimes prisoners that have breathing difficulties, it's too hot or it's too cold, so by able to allow the officers to run the windows, get some extra degree of comfort to the people that we're transporting. Without that, they're subject to whatever the front seat temperature is maybe what the back seat is, but also with the plexiglass shields, the air conditioning or heating doesn't get to the back seat as much.
Onalaska Police Chief Randy Williams says his department is investigating. Williams says Foster's hands were handcuffed behind her back and she was seatbelted. That's normal procedure, but Williams says she was able to lift herself and bring her hands forward.
So obviously she got out of the vehicle, so at some point suspect that when she got her hands out in front of her, she was able to disconnect the seatbelt and then jump out the window.
Officer Kind is on administrative leave. Williams says that's not a disciplinary procedure. Kind will receive stress debriefing because of the incident. Foster had been arrested for bail jumping and causing damage at a home where she was under court order not to go. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.